It's a download here on WGN Radio. Wow, what a night in Springfield, Illinois, as the Speaker of the House, Mike Madigan, introduces a budget proposal to the House, a budget proposal that kind of came out of left field because there was a bipartisan committee, including both sides of the aisle, working on how they were going to work up a new compromise. Speaker of the House goes ahead, puts an unbalanced budget forward. The governor's office says it's about $7 billion out of whack. A 500-page budget that had 1 hour of debate, and Speaker Madigan called it, and they voted full party. So the Democrats voted across the board, one abstain. I'm probably guessing it's Ken Duncan. I don't know who voted for what yet, but we'll reach out. There's a lot going on because there was shouting and the GOP protests. There was some slamming of some chairs. I've been following it on Twitter. We'll get Representative Ron Sandeck, who was in heated conversation with Liu Lang. So we'll have a conversation about it coming up. But first, you know what? AlderTrack is having their anniversary party right now at the University Club. It's been streaming all night here on WGNRadio.com. Two panels. They were doing one on Is Chicago Shrinking? And then the one that they are currently doing, Chicago Politics 2019. What is this city going to look like? You got Greg Goldner, Brian Sleet, and Victor Reyes, all sort of moderated by Mike Fouché from AlderTrack.com, who joins us regularly. Let's go out to the University Club. Mike Fouché, are you there, my friend?
Yes, I'm here, Justin.
All right.
Great to be here. And we're just finishing up our discussion. And one of the things that we're talking about that's really interesting with Victor, Greg, and Brian, we were talking about who some of the potential dark horse candidates are that could run for mayor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we heard Lisa Madigan was one name. Anybody else want to just toss out a name real quick?
Victor. So I will tell you that Bridget Gaynor, Sheriff Dart, not a candidate or maybe a candidate, but you cannot underestimate President Preckwinkle's influence on who the next mayor is going to be in the city of Chicago.
Hey, Mike, let me ask a question to you and to the panel. The how much will we see of a more progressive candidate like we did with Chuy Garcia running again? Will we see that movement get stronger as we get to 2019, or should we expect a more moderate mainstream Democrat to run for mayor if Mayor Emanuel does not?
So this is Brian, and I was saying, like, looking at the Fox campaign, I think there is a strong opportunity for a black person who can earn some progressive credentials. And so, you know, whether that is Alderman Sawyer of the 6th Ward or Kurt Summers or even potentially, Larry Rogers or Kwame Raoul, there is a strong opportunity for a black candidate with progressive credentials to have a chance at mayor if issues stay as is.
What about you guys? Is there a progressive candidate possibility there?
Well, I mean, certainly you're going to see not one or two, but you're going to see many candidates run. If Rahm Emanuel is not running for re-election, you're going to see a wide open race, and we're likely not to have the 50% threshold met in the first round, which means not who's progressive necessarily or not, but who are the top two candidates mm-hmm. that get to a runoff. You could have a situation where both are progressive and very similar in terms of their point of view that get to a runoff, or those that are more divergent. But you're not going to have a progressive candidate that unites the party, not likely.
Let me ask a question, if I can, Mike. Just the I'm fascinated by the idea, and we've been hearing it over and over, that if Hillary Clinton does win the White House, that Rahm Emanuel could find a spot in the White House, almost like a parachute to get out of his situation in Chicago. Is that just sort of water cooler talk, or is that something that realistically could happen?
Let's have two guys that actually know him. Greg ran his 2002 campaign for Congress. Greg, what do you think about that?
You know, Rahm served as President Obama's White House Chief of Staff, which is a pretty powerful, important position for President Obama. Whether or not federal service is attractive to him or not at this point of his career, I wouldn't say that would be a driving ambition. Being White House Chief of Staff is pretty good.
Doesn't get
pretty
any
good
better.
Spot. Yeah. And at the same time, I think, you know, if you were to go through a confirmation process, it would be tough. I mean, there are a lot of issues that were raised that would kind of haunt him. When you see Washington, they're happy to go into all kinds of issues. So I just think that he'd have to take a step back and decide what he really wants. But, you know, he's achieved a lot in Washington, being in leadership after a few years in the House and then being in the White House. So I'm not sure that that's a driving force for him.
For you guys, I mean, if I can, we only have just a little bit of time here, and I wanted to ask about Springfield, just make a transition real quick. The Speaker of the House, Mike Madigan, just passed a budget out of the House that was unbalanced, according to the governor's office, $7 billion. Greg, Victor, I know you guys spend time in Springfield. Is it surprising to see that the Speaker of the House sort of made this move and passed something through that wasn't really a compromise and sort of, you know, went at Governor Rauner like this?
No, it's not surprising. In fact, I assume it's intentional, right? They want to put it in front of the governor, challenge him to veto it, which I assume he will, and it'll just set the stage for November.
Greg?
No, I think that's exactly right. I think they've kind of decided that they want the voters to decide which direction the state should take and make a choice between the two. Unfortunately, I don't know that we're going to have that kind of clarity coming out of November. So if we wait until November, what really has changed and what would be new or what would be different to come to a different solution?
So Tuesday, May 31st is the deadline for this session. Are we going to get a budget out by then?
I think we just did.
And that's it?
I assume the Senate still has to pass it, but
right.
I think that's the budget.
This is it. There's not going to be something else. So whether Rauner votes up or votes or vetoes it or signs it, this is what he's going to have to deal with.
Okay,
go ahead. Unless the governor wants to drop his turnaround agenda, you'd have to ask Greg about that.
Okay. All right, well, I think you got it there, Justin. That's
right.
The answer.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks to Mike Fouché, Greg Goldner, Brian Sleet, Victor Reyes, the people who are at the University Club as part of the AlderTrack one-year anniversary party panels that they did. Is Chicago Shrinking and Chicago Politics, What to Expect in 2019? Mike checks in with us regularly every Wednesday. Coming up, we're going to take a break. Representative Ron Sandak is going to join us to talk about what happened in the House today. Stay with us.